So Vidurji has met Maitreya Rishi in Haridwar, and he has asked his questions, his doubts. All his questions were regarding Jiva, Jagat, creation, and Avatar, Ishwar. Jiva, Jagat, Ishwar. And that really is our question also. We also want to know about the Jiva, Jagat and Ishwar. We have got doubts about only these three. And truly speaking, all scriptures of the world, they deal with only these three topics. Jiva, Jagat and Ishwar. Now Maitreya is saying,
साधु पृष्ठं तत्वया साधु लोकान् साध्वनुगृह्णता कीर्तिं विदद्वदा लोके आत्मनो धोक्षजात्मनः.
Maitreya Singh, when the question were asked, and as usual you know, the teacher welcomes such questions. Sadhu prishta, sadhu means good questions. You have asked very good questions. Why the questions were good? Because they were related to Jiva, Jagat and Ishwar. He wanted to know about this. Therefore the questions were good. Sadhu prishta. In Vivek Chudamani also we have seen the seven questions asked by the student to teacher, and the teacher appreciated. Your kul, your family is blessed. You have asked these questions. Sadhu prishtam tvaya sadhu. You are also sadhu. You are good. Why he has become good? Why he is called sadhu by Maitreya? Vidur is sadhu. Because after leaving Hastinapur, he was doing all Tirtha Brahman, going to pilgrims. And he stayed there for nearly 10-12 years, always thinking about the Lord. So when you start thinking about the Lord, then your mind becomes purified. You become sadhu. When you become sadhu, then these questions will come. Normally these questions will not arise in a person who is engaged in the worldly things. Kabhi nahi aata man mein aisa, what is Atman and what is this Ishwar, what is this Leela, I want to hear. No, never comes. Sadhu. Tvaya sadhu, lokan sadhu anugrihanta. And this is good for the loka also. This is good for loka. You see, you remember the original question was by Parikshit to Sukhdev Ji Maharaj. He wanted to know about Jiva, Jagat and Ishwar. Now, Sukhdev Ji is not claiming that this is the first time you are asking the question, you are a great person, Parikshit. Or I am answering this question, so I am great. Sukhdev Ji is saying, no, 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 these are all old questions. The credit goes to the Maitreya Rishi and Vidur Ji. Same question was asked and I am giving the reference from there. Like in the court cases, what happens? If you have got a case of a particular type, they find out, the lawyer find out the references of the past. And they give reference. Same thing has happened, this judgment was passed. So you also have to pass this judgment. This is not a new thing. Similarly, this will be good for the people, because the people, future generation will also ask about this. What is Jeev? What is Jagat? What is Ishwar? So when they come to know about this, then they will be also benefited. Kirti vitanvata aloke atmano adoccha jatmanaha. Your mind is fixed in the Lord. It is not in the object, emotions and thoughts of the world. It is not in the world. Your mind has captured the Hari. Why it has captured the Hari? Because for last 12 years he was doing that only. He was thinking about the Lord. Day and night he is thinking about the Lord. Therefore, Kirti Vitanvata Loke, you will get the Kirti, you will become famous because you have asked these questions. And when the answer I give you, this will be given to the other people also. They will also refer to the same thing. So that would be good for the world also. So these are the permanent questions. For all ignorance, these are the permanent questions. It is said in Gita also, Manushyanam Sahastresu Kaschid Yatiti Siddhahe. Manushyanam Sahastresu, among the men, Sahastra. Sahastra means thousand. Sahastresu. Sahastresu means among thousands and thousands. Sahastresu is plural. Hajar hajar me. Kaschid Yatiti Siddhahe. One person asks about all these things. What is he? What is Jagat? What is Ishvara? And among such yatatam, those who inquire, yatatam api siddhanam kaschin ma vetti tatvata. Among many, many people who inquire about Jeev Jagat Ishwar, only one or two come to know about that. Because it takes long time for the purification of mind to get the knowledge sink in your mind. It takes lot of time. So therefore he said, you are sadhu, your question is sadhu, these questions are going to help in the empirical world. The question is admired.
Naita chitran tvai kshatah vadarayana viyaje grihito ananna bhavena yatvaya harikshatah.
Naita chitran tvai, this is not wonder. Nayatat chitram, this is not wonder in your case. Why? Chat vardharayan viryaje, because you are born from the virya of Vardharayan. Because your father is Ved Vyasa. It is family tradition. Tradition is coming. You have acquired that thing from the father. Grihato ananya bhavena yatvaya haririshwara. Grihato ananya bhavena. You have made your mind single pointed. There is no other thought in you other than the Ishwara. We have already seen earlier that when one thought is there is normally no other thought. When the thought of Ishwara or Hari is there is no other thought. Ananya bhavena. And you are dependent on one. There is no other. So you are depending on the Hari, Ananya Bhavena. Now here we have to understand it. What is this Chat Vadarayana Viryaji? So for that we have to see the little bit of history. How Ved Vyas became his father. The Santanu was a king, young, handsome, and unmarried. He was strolling on the bank of Ganges. There he found one beautiful lady. He fell in love. You know, falling in love is not a new thing of Kali Yuga. So all the time there, he fell in love. Now it is not written how many times he dated and all that is not written to cut it short. He proposed, I want to get married to you. And the lady accepted also. They got married, but the lady kept one condition. What was the condition? That you will not interfere with my freedom. Whatever action I do, you will not question. The moment you question, I am going to leave you. That's all.
Modern slave. Yes. Same like today. Women
slave. Santanu kya karta bechara? He accepted.
Fas gaya pyar.
He accepted. He accepted the condition. Okay. So then after that, first child was born. Now this lady took the child, went to the river Ganges and submerged or dropped that child in the river Ganges. Came back. Santanu chup. And this continued up to the seventh child. Seventh child has discontinued. Child is born, she will take the child and Marjita gets khatam, come back. When the eighth child was born, at that time, Santanu asked, who are you, this wicked woman? This time he wanted that this child should not be dropped into the Ganges. He immediately asked, who are you, the wicked woman? Interrupted. Freedom interrupted. Then that lady said, I am Ganga. You have interrupted into my freedom. I am going to leave, number one, according to our condition. Number two, she told all the seven children born earlier were all cursed. Therefore, they were put in the hand. This eighth child is going to live. I was not going to put this child in the Ganges. And she left. And the name of that child was Devabrat. Ab Santanu kya kare? He became single. Now after that he started going for hunting here and there. So once he saw one fisherwoman, Satyavati. Again fell into love. Dusri baar jo hi hua. Then the parents of Satyavati say, you are married, you are a king, you have got a son. If you want to marry Satyavati, then you have to promise that the son born from the children born from the Satyavati, they will become the king of Hastinapur. What is Hastinapur? Delhi. Hastinapur is Delhi. They will become king. Santanu was very much upset with this condition. He has got a son, Devabrat is there. How can he say? He is crown prince. He has to become, because all other will be younger from him. And the rule is the crown prince will become king. Came back, went into depression. So Devabrat asked, what happened? Dad, tell me. So, two, three, four bar poochne ke baad mein, the father told, Santanu said, this has happened, I went there, I loved that lady. Her name is Satyavati, but their parents had said that the king will be the child born from Satyavati only. And I cannot give that word to them because you are elder. The Devabrat said, okay, only this much is the problem. Okay. He went to the family of Satyavati and said, I take the vow that I will not get married. And I also promise that I will not accept the kingship also. The sons born from the Satyavati, they will become, but I will serve the throne. I will be there in the Hastinapur, but I will never become. Since he has taken that vow, the Devabrat from that day was called Bhishma. Bhishma.
And Devata showered flowers on him. As usual.
Then they got married. Santanu and Satyavati got married. After the marriage, two sons were born. The first one died after few years. Second son was named Vichitra Virya. The name itself indicates Virya means sperm, Vichitra means it's not normal. That means infertile seed. We have got the infertility clinic now, na? It was there at that time also.
But the name itself indicated Vichitra Veerya. Now Vichitra became young. Who will give daughter to this Vichitra Veerya? Everybody knew Vichitra Veerya means uske koi santan nahi hogi aur khatam, seedha seedha baat. Then the Kasi Naresh has three daughters and their name were Amba, Ambalika and Ambika, and they arranged Swayambar, in which all the kings of that time were invited, prince, they all came. But Hastinapur Naresh was not invited. Hastinapur Naresh was not invited, Vichitra Veerya. Because they also knew Vichitra Veerya ko leke kya karna hai hamko. And another person is Bhishma Pitama, Bhishma, he will not marry. So they didn't send the invitation, obvious. Then Bhishma, he went to Kasi and fought with all other contestants and took away all the three girls, brought to Hastinapur and told all these three will get married to Vichitra Veerya. Dekho, ek to Vichitra Veerya. And he brought three ladies to get married. So in one of that, Amba, she disclosed that I am in love with Salva. He is the king of Sauval. So I don't want to marry Vichitra Veerya. Bhishma said, very good, you have told me before the marriage. So with full honor, he sent back to Salva. Salva said, no, I am not going to accept it. Except, you know, because you have come back from there and they have insulted me, I am defeated. I will not accept. Then Amba came back to Bhishma Pitama, because of your action, now he is not getting married. You have to marry now. He said, no, I can't marry. Then there is a long story. Then after that she did tapas and all that. Then she was reborn and she became the sarthi at one point of Arjun. And seeing that, Bhishma could not throw arrow. He left his bow and arrow at that time, Arjun. That is another part.
I will be the cause of your death, he
said. She became the cause of the death of Bhishma Pita. Bhishma. Now Ambalika and Ambika, because of the Vichitra Veerya, santani nahi hai, no children, obvious.
He died also too.
And Satyavati, she was worried, ab kya hoga? They are married with Ambika and Ambalika, magar no santan, who will become king? Now Satyavati is requesting Bhishma, you get married now, so that there may be lineage. Otherwise, Hastinapur will not get king. Bhishma said, nothing, I will not marry. I have given word to my father and I. What to do? At that time, Satyavati said that I have got another son. Up to this time, Satyavati had not told that there was another son of Satyavati. That was Vedavyas. How Vedavyas he came? Vedavyas he came because it was the Lord's wish to compile all the Vedas. Kaise honge? So there a desire came in the mind of Parasara. Normally it does not come. But it is wish of the Lord. He wants to get things done. Then he got somehow associated with the Satyavati. At that time the whole, it was fog and clouds covered, and a son was born in the Dweep island. Therefore the name of that boy was given Krishna Dwaipayan. Dweep, jiska ayan Dweep hai, whose home is island. Dwaipayan, and his complexion was dark. Therefore, Krishna Dwaipayan was given the name of that child. Now Satyavati told, I have got a son. I will request him to come and father the children of my daughter-in-law. Dekho. Nobody will accept. But that was the custom at that time. Even in some part of India, maybe in Bihar and all that, it is still there. If one brother dies, the widow is get married to other brother. So Ved Vyasi was called, Krishna Dvaipayan was called. कि आप जो है बच्चे इनको दो. तो कृष्ण द्वैपायन वेदव्यास जी से कहोगे आई हैव गॉट नो प्रॉब्लम एंड मदर इज सेइंग ओके बट देयर इज ओनली वन कंडीशन कि व्हेन दे कम टू मी एट दैट टाइम दे शुड नॉट बी एट ऑल अफ्रेड बिकॉज वेदव्यास जी वॉज नॉट ए गुड लुकिंग पर्सन देयर वाई उसका नाम था कृष्ण द्वैपायन हॉरिबल. So when Ambika came to the chamber of Krishna Dvaipayan or Ved Vyas, seeing Ved Vyas, she closed her eyes. She didn't want to see. And the son born was Dhritarashtra, blind. Then after that, Ambalika came. So Ambalika seeing that Krishna Dvaipayan Ved Vyas, she become pale, dirty. It's got then a pila again. And the son born by Pandu, weak. When Satyavati came to know that one is blind, another is Pandu, weak, she said, "Phir se jao, go again."
Jaundice ho raha tha.
Again, a pila ho gaya. Pila matlab again jaundice type of things. Very weak, chodo. Phir se jao. Mother-in-law saying to Ambalika and Ambika, go again. Overlap to nahi jayenge. So what they did, they sent one dasi, maid servant. The maid servant, she worshipped Ved Vyasi, she was not at all afraid. Right hand, and the son born from that dasi was Vidur. Therefore, it is said, Chattavadarayana Virijara. You are born from the Ved Vyas. Who is this Ved Vyas? He has compiled all the Vedas. He has written this Bhagavad Mahapurana. So, he was also telling the Leela of Bhagavatam. So, you are not an ordinary person. It is in your tradition, it's coming. Then after that, what happened? Dhritarashtra married Gandhari. Dhritarashtra was blind and Gandhari also kept their eyes closed. And 100 sons and one daughter was born to him. Pandu married Kunti and Madhuri. But this Pandu was also cursed. He went for hunting from the mine and the deer, they were mating. Really, they were one Rishi and his wife. And he killed him. Then after that, Rishi cursed him. That you will not be able to stay with your wife. Kabhi tumhare bacche nahi honge, you cannot mate. Acha, very good. So Kunti and Madhuri. So Kunti once served Durvasa Muni. Durvasa was very happy with her. So he gave a mantra to her. If you chant this mantra, you will get a son. She was unmarried. She wanted to test that mantra.
You can call any devta.
You can call any devta and he will give you, bless you with the child. Then she thought of Surya and she got Karna as a son. Now after the marriage with Pandu, there is no son being born. Tab kya kare? Then once he thought about Yamaraj, Dharmaraj is Yamaraj. So from that she got Dharmaraj Yudhishthira. Then she thought about Vayu Devata, got Bheem. Thought of Indra, from Indra she got Arjun. Then she told Madhuri, this is the mantra, but you will try only once. You will chant only once and you think of one Devata. She was very clever. She thought of Aswini Kumars. Aswini Kumars. There were two. So she got two sons.
Nakul and Sahadeva. The doctors of heaven.
Nakul and Sahadeva. So once Pandu wanted to sleep with his wife Madhuri, because of the curse, Pandu died. Then Madhuri became Sati. She also left. Now Kunti with the five children came back to Hastinapur. Otherwise they were all staying in the forest. Because Pandu was cursed, tumhare bachcha nahi hoga. So what you will do in the Hastinapur? They all went there. Now when they came here, after that they were growing together. Kaurav and Pandav were growing together. Dhritaraj was not accepting, but Bhishma said, no, no, they will stay here. Then they wanted to burn them, destroy them in Lakshagriha, and all that happened. Then half of the Rajya was given to them also, Kaurav and Pandava. But these Pandav, they lost that Rajya in Gambari. Then after that, 12 years Banvas and 1 year Agyatvas. Came back and they wanted to get back Rajya. That Rajya was never given, and then the battle started. After the end of the battle, now Vidur has come to know that the Lord has left. So this is the background. I have told you only briefly, there are many stories connected to each and this thing.
मांडव्यशापाद् भगवान् प्रजा संयमनो यमः भ्रातुक्षेत्रिभुजेश्यास्याम् जातसत्यवती सुतात्।
So here again Maitri is saying मांडव्यशापाद् भगवान् प्रजा संयमनो यमः, but in the last birth you were Yamaraj, Vidur was Yamaraj. But he was cursed by Mandavya Sapa. Mandavya Rishi cursed him, Yamaraj. What is the story there? Mandavya, why Mandavya cursed that Yamaraj? It's like this. In one kingdom, some thieves have stolen from the palace and they were running away and the police were chasing. So when the thieves saw that the police is changing very close, and they saw an ashram and put everything in the ashram and then ran away. The police finding all the stolen things in the ashram, after that they didn't chase the thieves. Paisa saman mil gaya, bahut kya karna hai, thieves ko chodo. So they took all the stolen things and took the rishi also, that was the ashram of Mandavya Rishi, that it is everything is found in the ashram of Mandavya, so they took the Mandavya. Mandavya Rishi ko wahan le gaye. Then the king said, oh, everything is found from us. So you were sentenced to death. Sentenced, ab usko le gaye wahan death mein. Mare nahi. He was chanting Gayatri Mantra at that time. And seeing the glow in his face, and he was not being killed by hanging, to usko utar diya, brought down. Then king realized that something is wrong. Something is wrong. Then Rishi said, no, I am not stolen. Somebody has kept it there. And then that king asked for the pardon. Please excuse me, I have done a great
blunder. So he said, I am pardoning you, but I am not going to pardon the Yamaraj, the Dharmaraj. I will go there and ask him, why have you given me this punishment? What I have done? I know for sure I have not done anything. So he went to Yamaraj, asked Yamaraj. Yamaraj ghabra gaya. Opened his all books of accounts. Nothing there. Now he can't say that I have heard. Galti ho gayi mere se. He can't say, excuse me. Then he made up some story ki when you were 3 years old, you have pricked one butterfly. And because that was, he said, I was at that time a balai child. And you should not punish me like this. And according to the scripture, if child has done something wrong, you can punish him in the dream. Therefore, I curse you that you will be born as a Dasi Putra. You have to come down. So if a devta does something wrong, he has to come from the Devlok to Manushya Loka. So if we are, what will happen to us? Where will we go? Not to Devloka. From two-legged you become four-legged. Or one-legged. One-legged means tree. Kitna fark hota hai. And we don't all know all these things. Maitri Rishi knew all that. With all incidents of getting whatever he has done, everything was known to him. You will be born from a Sudra woman, Satyavati Suta, Manda Pasavad Bhagavan, Praja Sanyamano Yama, Bhratu Chitre Vijisyam, Jata Satyavati Suta. You will be born as a Satyavati Suta, as a son of the Satyavati, that means Sudra. The maid servant was a sort of concubine for them. So now you have born this way. Next.
Bhavan bhavato nityam sammata sanugasya cha yasya jnanupadeshaya madishat bhagavan rajata vrajan.
Bhavan bhavato nityam sammata sanugasya cha. You are beloved of the Lord. Now Rishi is saying, you are beloved. We all say we love God. Whether the God loves me or not, we don't know. But the Maitri Rishi is saying, Bhavan Bhagavato Nitya Sammata Sanugasya. And not only that, you are dear to the devotees of the Lord also. Lord loves you, and the devotees of the Lord also loves you. Yasya Jnana Upadeshaya Ma Adishat Bhagavan Brajan. And Bhagavan Brajan, before Lord leaving this world, he gave me adesh, he gave me order, he instructed me to instruct you about that knowledge. Bhavan, to you, I will instruct that knowledge. So the knowledge, here it is already stated, is the Guru Shishya Parampara. And we have earlier seen that Vidurji was asking Uddhavji. Uddhavji got the knowledge from Bhagavan, and just after knowing, Vidurji said, you know, you have just now said, you know about the knowledge of the, you tell me. Uddhavji said, no, I will not tell you, because Bhagavan has already instructed Maitreya Rishi. You have to go and serve Maitreya Rishi. Maitreya Rishi will give you that knowledge. So after, from Jamuna Tat, he come to the Ganga Tat, to the Haridwar. There he meets Maitreya, and he asks the question. And now he has, Maitri Rishi is saying, Bhagavan has said to me that I should give you the knowledge of the self. And I will give you that.
Atha te bhagavan leela yoga ma yoga brimhitaha vishwasthit tudbhavantartha varnayamyan purvashana.
Atha, therefore, te bhagavan leela, the sport of Bhagavan. This whole world is only Leela of Bhagavan. Bhagavad Leela Yoga Maya Pramrita. It is because of the Yoga Maya. What is this Yoga Maya? Yoga Maya. Sattva, Rajat, Tamogen together is called Yoga Maya. Normally we say Maya. Why Yoga Maya? Because the three guna. And the three guna always remain together. You cannot segregate. You cannot become 100% Sattvic, 100% Rajasic or 100% Tamasic. You can become 99.99, but 0.001 will be Rajasic and Tamasic. See, they all stay together. Therefore, it is called Yoga Maya. And with the help of Yoga Maya, Lord creates this whole world. So he says, Vishwa Sthiti. Sthiti. Sthiti means sustenance. Udbhav, creation. And then after that, Antartha, Varnayami. I will tell you the creation, sustenance, and the dissolution. Seriously, I am going to tell you.
भगवान एक आसीदमत्र आत्मा आत्मनाम विभु आत्मेच्छानुगतावात्मा नारामत्युपलक्षणः.
Before creation, this universe existed only Bhagwan alone. There was no subject and object. Keval ek tha. This word has come up earlier also, Asit Matram. In the Chatushlokiya Bhagavat, this word has come.
The first sloka.
Kya alone at that time was alone there. And at that time it was his will to remain alone. And when the creation, it was again his will to become many. He wanted to become many and he became many. But at that time, he wanted to remain alone. So in the beginning of all leelas, we have to understand one thing, that Paramatma alone is the Jnana Swarupa. Before any leela starts, that Paramatma or the Brahman is alone there. And the whole world is the leela of that Jnana Swarup, of that Paramatma. That Chaitanya. And he is Chaitanya Swarup, because the whole world cannot come out of inert. It cannot come out of inert. Some sentient being must be there. If you say it has come out of the inert, immediately I will ask you, how do you say, who knows that it has come out of the inert? Some sentient being was definitely there to know that the world has come out of inert. No. The world cannot come out of inert. There must be some sentient being. Because the knowledge cannot come out of inert. Knowledge cannot come out of inert. In the worldly atmosphere, the Mahatma, they ask people, where from this knowledge has come? People will say, Ishwar se aya, Ishwar se nahi aya. If you say it has not come from the Ishwar, knowledge has not come from the Ishwar, then the Ishwar doesn't know the knowledge, so he becomes inert. That is not acceptable. If the knowledge has come from the Ishwar, that means the Ishwar has got the knowledge. He must have got the knowledge first, then he gave the knowledge. If that be so, then the Ishwar itself is Gyan Swarup. Gyan Swarup means Chaitan Swarup. Chaitan Swarup means knowledge is nothing but Chaitan. So Chaitan was there first, and from that everything came. So sentient being has to be there. So this way it is proved. This Chaitan is not created by Ishwar. This Chaitan is not created by Ishwar. Once it becomes created, then it becomes Paurushya. Paurushya means it is Janma, Maran, and will continue then. It's not created. Chaitan is Ajar. unborn. Chetan is unborn. The knowledge of this Chetan is given in the Veda, therefore Veda also is a policy, not authored by anybody. Ved Vyas only compiled it, Ved Vyas has not written it. There is a difference between Quran, Bible and Ved. Quran and Bible are written by Ishwar. We can call Ishwar their Devta, Allah or Akbar or Jesus Christ. Let us take that as Ishwar. It is authored. It was not there before. But the Vedas, they are aparusiya. Aparusiya. How do you say this is aparusiya? Unauthored. Anything which is authored will have some shortcomings, and that is said, there will be a doubt, Brahm. There will be a doubt in that. Second, there will be pramad. Pramad means carelessness will be there. Then again, it will be dependent on your intellect. Your intellect is limited, so whatever is coming out of your intellect will be also limited. It cannot be a complete thing. And the next thing is vipralipsa. Vipralipsa means there will be contradictions. It will not be complete. Your statement will be contradicting with another statement written elsewhere. And the fifth is karna apata. Shortcoming of your karan. Karan means, part of means is sharpness. A part of means not sharp. Karan means instrument. Our instruments are not sharp. Our intellect, mind, everything is limited. Our strength is limited. Our eyesight is limited. Our hearing, whatever we listen, that also is limited. Only particular frequency we can listen. Not all frequency we can listen. Similarly, our mind and intellect is also limited. So any person who is writing all these things, so in his writing, these four, five things will be shortcoming. There will be doubt, there will be shortcoming, there will be contradictions, and there will be carelessness, etc. But in the Vedas, these things are not there. Therefore, they are not authored. Ab dekho na, in the IT industry, they write, new things are coming. And then after that, they become outdated. Something better comes. That means the intellect of the person who invented earlier has become outdated. It was limited intellect. After that, new things are coming. So therefore, here it is said, Bhagwan Asid Makra Atma Atmano Vibhu Atme Chan Kutav Atmana Nana Utpati Lachana.
Savai Shatana Drashta Napasha Drishya Vekarar Mene Santanivad Varam Supta Shakti Rashup Supta Trikar.
Sava esa tadadrishta na apasya drishyamekara. Sa eva tadadrishta. That Paramatma, he was alone there. That was only consciousness there. Chitru, sentient being was there. Sa apasya drishyamekara. But he was, when he opened his eyes, he wanted to see something. There was nothing there. He alone was there. Na apasya. Kuch bhi nahi dikhai pada. Only drashta is there. Drishya is not there. Because the world is not there. He wanted to see, but there was nothing to see. There was no world. Mene asanta, asanta eva atmanam. He started thinking that I am non-existent. Kuch bhi nahi hai. Am I existent? Supta sakti. is Saktiva Supta, Maya Saktiva dormant at that time. But Asupta Drik, Asupta, but Drik, the consciousness was not dormant. How beautiful word he has written. Supta Sakti, Asupta Drik. Supta Sakti, Sakti Supta. Maya was in dormant state at that time. Maya has not started projecting. We have used this word many times, abhyakta, abhyakta, abhyakta maya. That was the state of maya. Abhyakta maya was there. It has not manifested. But the drip, the drashta, drashta was there, sentient being was there. So sentient being was there, drashta was there, drisa was not there. So drashta started thinking that I am not existing. Main akela kuch nahi hai. कुछ नहीं
है सवाई तस्य संदृष्टो शक्ति सदसदात्मिका माया नाम महाभाग यैदं निर्ममे विभु.
इट इज दिस एनर्जी ऑफ द लॉर्ड व्हिच इज कॉल्ड माया एंड इट हैज गॉट ए कॉज एंड इफेक्ट रिलेशनशिप्स. विद दिस पावर माया ही क्रिएटेड द होल यूनिवर्स. This Maya Sakti, he created the whole universe. O Vidur, Lord was there, sentient being, there was no Drishya, no Jagat. With this Maya Sakti, which was dormant at that time, he created the whole world with this. The same thing is said in our Bhagavad Gita also. Maya Adhyachena Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam. Maya Adhyaksha, under my guidance, under my rulership, under my presidentship, Maya Adhyaksha. Who is Adhyaksha? Who is president? I am president. Maya Adhyachena Prakriti. Prakriti, what is this Prakriti? Maya. Suyate. Suyate, it deliver. What? Sacharacharam. Char and achar. Moving and not moving. In this world, we find only two things. Char, moving, achar, not moving. So who created? Prakriti created. Under whose guidance? Under the Lord's guidance. That created.
Kala vrityam mayayam gunamayam madhokshatah purushenatma bhutena viyamadhatta viyavan.
That Lord, possessor of the power of consciousness, cast his seed. It is here written, Biryam Adhat Biryaman. He placed his seed. It is not like the a man placing seed in women. It is not that way. Virya. He gave the reflection of consciousness. He is the consciousness itself. He gave the reflection of consciousness, which we call chit chaya, chit pratibimb, chidabhas. These are the words. So placing seed means what? He gave support to the whole world with chit chaya, chit abhas, chit pratibimb. Kal vritya tu mayayam. And it constituted of the Trigun. Trigun and Kaal. And it disturbed. Disturbed what? The Trigun. Trigun at time were in the Sam, in equilibrium state. Sattva, Rajas and Tamas were equilibrium state. When they were in the unmanifest form, it were in the equilibrium state. What disturbed it? What disturbed it? It was the time and the karma fall of all jiva that disturbed. Karma fall comes after karma. Fruit of action always follows action. And it comes after some time. It can come instantly within 1 second, or it can take a longer time also. But it will always follow karma.
ऐसा नहीं होता है कि कर्म फल पहले आ गया देन नाउ यू आर डूइंग कर्म. यू हैव टू डू कर्म फर्स्ट देन कम द कर्म फल.
सो द समष्टि कर्म फल विच हैज मैच्योर डिस्टर्ब दिस इक्विलिब्रियम ऑफ सत्व रजस एंड तमस एंड देन आफ्टर दैट इट विल स्टार्ट क्रिएशन. सो काल विद्या तो मायाम गुणमया अतुच्चज पुरुषेन आत्मभूतेन वीर्यमादत्त वीर्यवान. पुरुषेन आत्मभूतेन पुरुष मीन्स दैट चैतन्य स्वरूप द परमात्मा. He placed his seed into the prakriti. Placing seed means giving the reflection of consciousness, chidabhas, chit pratibimba, and chit chaya. Same thing. In English, we'll call it reflection of consciousness. Usko de diya. Then after that, what happened is the should we say, acha, dekh lete hain ek shlok.
ततो भवन महत्तत्वं अव्यक्तात्कालचोदिता विज्ञानात्मात्मदेहस्थं विश्वं व्यञ्जन समूर्धः.
ततो अभवन महत्तत्वं. देखो वर्ड आ गया महत्तत्व इज नोन टू यू नाउ. ततो अभवन देन आफ्टर केम महत्तत्व इज द कॉस्मिक इंटेलिजेंस. महत्तत्व केम first thing which comes is the mahat tattva. From avyakta to vyakta state, the first thing is the mahat tattva came at that time. And how this mahat tattva? Like you soak a seed in the night and the morning, you will find that seed is swollen. That state is called mahat tattva. Jacket is not yet open. It has not sprouted. It's just swollen. You can compare with that as mahat tattva. Cosmic intelligence came the first thing. Mahatattva. Then this Mahatattva dispelled what? The covering of the darkness, Tamaha. It is a Vyanjana Tamonudaya. It removed the darkness. Then after that, revealed the universe which was existing in himself. In the seed, you will find the whole tree is there. All tree is there, but we are not able to see it. It manifests through. So Mahatattva, from the standpoint of inert, we call it Mahatattva. When we associate Mahatattva with the Chetan, we call it Hiranyagarbha. This Hiranyagarbha is nothing other than Brahma. Now there should not be any confusion. What is this Mahatattva, Hiranyagarbha? Sometimes we are saying Mahatattva, sometimes Hiranyagarbha, sometimes Brahma. Brahmaji.
Hiranyagarbha is Brahmaji.
So Mahatattva, when the predominance of inertness is there, then we call it Mahatattva. When associated with the Chaitanya, we call it Hiranyagarbha. And that Hiranyagarbha is nothing but Brahmaji. So in Puran, you will get different names. So don't get confused. Vijnanam Atmadehastam Vishwam Vyanjanonudaha. And this way he came out. So bij was, what was the bij? The seed was? Is the Maya. The original Abhyakta was Maya. Then after that it became Mahatattva. Mahatattva from different standpoint. Mahatattva, Hiranyagarbha and Brahma. Okay? And free from all this is Chetan. Without the help of the Chetan, nothing can happen. So free of Maya is the Chetan. And then again for the creation, we have to bring in Ishwar. So this Chetan plus Maya becomes Ishwar. Because this Chetan cannot create anything. So the first creation is Mahatattva, the cosmic intelligence. Also called Hiranyagarbha, also called Brahmaji. ठीक है तो स्टॉप किया टुडे. ओम
पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते.
Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om.